Could you start us off talking some about trademark and copyright law and see if you can click your way to those? We'll just click through your slides.
Already it's a success. First click. How many people here represent companies, clients, that own significant trademark or copyright assets? Show of hands. A fair number, but I think it's useful then to go over some basics so that we all get on the same page. First, what does trademark law protect? A trademark is literally anything that identifies the source of goods or services and the breadth of things that can serve that identifying function so that consumers know that the source of the goods is always the same source, can be almost anything. Let me give you an example, just taking one famous trademark, one famous product that has various trademarks associated with it, Coca-Cola. There is the words Coca-Cola. There is the shape of the Coca-Cola bottle, the traditional shape, sort of curved in the middle. There is the font of the words Coca-Cola, which is sort of a script, and then also Coke, another trademark, and also the different font that you often see the word Coke printed in. Those are all trademarks. Other types of trademarks can be, for example, in the connection with fiberglass, pink. Show of hands again, how many people remember all the years that Owens Corning Fiberglass used the Pink Panther as its spokesperson to help emphasize that if you saw pink in connection with fiberglass, it came from Owens Corning. Sounds, that in the old days, the NBC dot-dot-dot chimes were a registered trademark for the NBC television network, and there's even a very odd personal favorite trademark.